Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
any, go.
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut
now,
what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents' guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.
Kevin, when you're editing now, it seems like it's getting more difficult again.
Are you?
No, it's because he had all the tabs open.
We've been on a tight timeline, so it's just like, I'm not doing that much. It takes me an hour, but my problem is, and this is really good podcasting, my computer memory, it's just such a shitty computer. It's like a 2017 Mac, like the lowest version. So I'm constantly having to like delete apps to create room for it to run this program. So it just, it can't handle as much as I'm doing. It has like 120 gigabytes of RAM or whatever. And
no way.
Is that right? I have no clue.
No, there's no way you have that much. I think you have 16 gigabytes of RAM.
So
I just had the nerdiest reaction.
No way.
There's only probably like a handful of people that know what RAM is.
Dennis, were you watching the Guards?
Yeah, I was. They just won.
Did you see the inning where the pitcher had a meltdown?
The inning where they scored all the points.
No.
I didn't see that. But
no.
They showed me the highlights. No, I didn't see a meltdown.
Oh, it was crazy. So I only listened to it, so I didn't even see it. But here's what happened. Guardians are going against one of the best pitchers in the league, some guy named Scooball. Screwball. He's a peanut butter whiskey.
Scooball the Q.
Scooball. I guess he plays for Detroit. I didn't know he was one of the best pitchers in the league until today, but he was shutting them down. They were up 2-0 in like the 5th inning. Detroit was. And then all of a sudden, the Guardians switched their game plan because they couldn't get any hits. So Kwan bunted one.
Yeah.
Got on first, which was like their first bunt all game. So they just like decided to randomly switch it up. The next guy bunted one. This pitcher stopped the bunt and then tried to throw it underneath his legs like he was snapping a football. Like
I did see that.
I have to see that.
That's,
I don't know.
Pretty sick.
Did it look as stupid as it sounded?
He just like threw it beneath his legs and it went way over the first baseman's head.
So for lack of better terms, he just got fancy with it, or he got cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that fucked him up.
But can you imagine how cool he would have looked if he made the play?
Exactly. I mean, that's the play in basketball I try every time, but it's not. They have playoff funnel line. I just have bragging rights. Okay, so then Ramirez hits a swinging bunt, which basically means like he checks his swing, hits it over. So then, you know, one guy scores. Ramirez is on second or something, or first, whatever. The next guy up, the pitcher proceeds to hit him in the face with the baseball. The guy's in the hospital now.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, shit.
David Fry got hit in the face with a baseball. So this guy is like from what that sounded like, he was like almost like in tears, just like from how bad he just hurt somebody.
Damn.
I'm surprised David,
David got quicker. Fried, huh?
Can I continue?
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a pretty, that joke kind of shut it all down. You know,
that's my favorite response to a joke, a long pause. And then can I continue?
I'm like a teacher. Are your antics over with Owen? Wait, what'd you have to say, Dennis?
I was going to say, I'm surprised they didn't pull them quicker. Just like how fast they pull these pitchers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if something was that in my head, I would have stopped right there.
Yeah. Cool. This is the first Guardians game I've watched all year. So. Big fan.
I've listened to a couple. Yeah, I know. I know a few names and I pretend like I'm an expert, but I've listened to like 3
Scooball,
games.
Scooball. Ramirez.
I know Kwan, Ramirez, and then the one, the brothers.
Naylor.
Naylor.
Naylor got traded.
I know. He's on the Mariners now. So there you have the one Naylor.
Do you ever see him?
No, I can't watch games because we went over this on text. You have to download the $30 a month app to watch any Mariners baseball games.
Okay. Well, anyways, last thing that happened was Ramirez like tricked him into balking. I don't even know what that is, but like basically like quitting on your pitch and got to go to third. And then
I didn't get that. I've never heard of that.
You don't know what balking is. You
get, it's like when you turn around.
It's you. Mid-pitch. You have to make a. You have if you're starting to make a. If you're forward progress towards the plate.
You have to finish.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it well because there is a bunch of weird ways that you could balk, and sometimes a balk looks nothing like one.
Can you just?
But you have to finish the motion.
It basically means you like half. He bailed out at a pitch halfway, which is an unnatural thing.
Yeah, you can't stop your motion.
Yeah, because he like stopped and you get to second
steal a base.
Or he's
trying
to look
some balks look like what? That was a balk that he didn't do anything.
That's crazy. I don't think I've ever seen that in a game. I probably have, but don't remember it. But
damn, he balked. That's crazy. That's how he scored a run. Scored our second run.
Yeah, the third run. He got on third because of that, and then they ended up scoring the third run.
It is crazy.
That guy really did fucking shit the bed.
I know, and he was
a terrible performance.
The other runs they scored. I feel like it always comes down when there's like two outs. I don't know. When I watch, at least I'm like, there's no way they're gonna score. There's two outs already, and then they scored. They got three people on base and scored.
Anyways, it's really exciting. It sounds like the Guardians are en route to the playoffs because they're now the division leaders.
Now they're in first. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is crazy because they weren't even a wild card a month ago.
I know. There was no chance, according to someone told me.
We are good at this. Okay. Well, how about we get into receding headlines?
Oh, right away. Okay.
We gotta keep it tight.
All right, go ahead.
I got a lot of editing to do. 10 hours. Okay. Receding headlines.
That's a tall can. What is that?
What is it?
It's huge.
It's just normal.
No. Okay. Maybe it is normal.
Yeah, it's just Dennis is just holding up a normal White Claw. I think because of perspective,
massive, dude.
He was holding
it
closer to the camera than his face, so it makes perspective. Yeah.
They should have made the White Claws like skinnier. The can like, skinnier,
skinnier. You can't get that thing skinnier. That's
like a
crazy.
a tall boy White Claw. You know, like tall boys are just kind of the longer
How tall,
version.
Do you want
of,
this to be like the size of a ruler?
Like a wand. Wait.
I that would be a cool gimmick, but I think it would be hard for storage and refrigeration.
Yeah,
this guy being all practical.
That would be sick, though. Okay, receding headlines. Let's go play the song. Receding headlines. Damn, that song hits every time.
It does sound good over pod. I wish they could hear it. What we're hearing right now.
Okay, this is that biggest headline, so I went right to it because I've been hearing about it, but I have not asked anybody about it. abcnews.go.com/health/highly/medical.groups.reacts.or-trumps.claim-tylenol/story.
This is the URL or the story?
This is the URL. We'll get
into
the
story. There's
a
little bit of the story in there.
Yeah, we'll get into the story after that. I'm almost done. ID=12586830 So if
this
you
must
to...
be about oh. Jimmy Kimmel. This must be about Jimmy Kimmel going back on ABC.
If you guys want to read this story, if you haven't heard about it yet, go to that URL.
Can you say it again?
abcnews.go.
No, please stop.
Okay. Quotation marks. Highly concerning. Major medical group reacts to Trump's claim that Tylenol is linked to autism. Have you guys been hearing about this?
Yeah. Lisa and I talked about it.
You see about this?
Lisa and I were talking about it last night.
What did you have to say?
Because I remember she couldn't take a pain reliever during pregnancy, but it was Motrin, so ibuprofen. So that's the other pain reliever. So now they're saying you can't take Tylenol or there's some sort of effect. But I've seen a lot of people are like protesting this because Trump said it, you know, that Tylenol might have an effect. So people are mad about that. But it sounds like, I don't know, the one set I read was that there's correlation. This is what I heard. Correlation doesn't cause causation. Have you guys heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, nice. Yeah, I heard that.
What's interesting to me, though, Sorry to interrupt you, Dennis. I don't know if you have been trying to finish something.
No, we're going. That's all I had.
It's funny to me, though, because the most liberal women I know are like so safe with their pregnancies. Like they won't eat sushi. They won't even smoke one cigarette. They won't go in a hot tub.
Smoke a cigarette while
they won't
pregnant.
Go in a hot tub. No, but there's all these like crazy rules that they abide by. Like, where like they won't eat B vitamins or like something like that.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like
nuts.
Now all of a sudden Trump is kind of making a claim that like one of these things is bad, and now the left is attacking him for trying to keep babies safe, whereas like it just seems really contradictory now.
That's what I was telling you.
It's always contradictory. I always feel like that's the case, is that anything that Trump says, even if it sounds like the most liberal thing ever, liberal people will take that and be like, this is disgusting, or they're like, I don't believe him. He doesn't seem like genuine with what he's saying.
I kind of agree with the I don't believe him thing. It's just you can't, not that he lies all the time, but he definitely over exaggerates.
So shoots from the hip.
Yeah. And it's hard to I could see their perspective of like, well, he lies about this stuff. Why would I believe this sort of thing?
Like, what if he came out and was just like, you know what? Women should have the right to abortion. All of a sudden, the women are like, no, I'm keeping this baby.
Give them exactly what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, but I was talking to Lisa. I'm like, how could any, just basically what you said, it just makes sense that any foreign substance is probably not good for your kid and can cause some sort of thing, any non-natural thing like a pain reliever or alcohol or things like that, that are just like,
make
your body different, probably affect the kid's brain.
Right. The best thing you could do for a baby is let your body do its thing. I mean, that's probably the truth in reality. Like, a Tylenol is probably a very good short-term solution, but the best thing you can do is let your body heal itself. Like, and I'm just talking about a sprained ankle, you know, not pregnancy. Plus,
the thing that people
might try to kill the kid, right? Because it's like trying to get
the
rid
one
of
thing that I see is that people are taking it mostly if they have like a fever to keep their fever down while they're pregnant.
That's what Lisa said too. She said it's probably better than a fever, but I think if you're just popping them for like a headache or things like that.
Yeah, because you were wasted and you're hungover.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to have to. I need a Tylenol while I'm pregnant. I'm drinking all the time.
You know what? I always just say, like, women should just suck it up, deal with the pain. It's easy.
I agree. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
I like that at the Charlie Kirk Memorial. That was part of Donald Trump's speech. He's talking about how there's this big announcement coming up the next day. Yeah. So talking about Charlie Kirk.
Did you see the one?
And he's like, it's a big announcement. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's about autism. Autism. You got a big thing about autism.
Yeah,
what's causing
it?
I know. It's like, all right, well, we basically know what he's going to say. So.
Have you seen the conspiracies with Trump and Charlie Kirk's wife?
Oh, God, no.
No.
That he groomed her, basically. She was in Miss Arizona while Trump owned the pageants. She was Miss Arizona in like 2013 or 2012.
Trump owned the pageants?
Yeah, he owned Miss America, or he was part of Miss America or something.
I think then he has free game to do whatever he wants.
With the women?
I mean, they can make their own decisions, I guess.
So
how old do you
get?
Do you have to be a certain age? It's older than 18, right?
Yeah, but
how's that grooming then? Is that grooming? Can you groom an adult?
I don't like the whole concept of grooming. My parents groomed me. They took care of me.
Oh, chill.
Sent me to school.
You were
well, that's what grooming? They're kind of saying, but it's some other man or whatever, older man that's grooming you. To do something.
I don't know. Do you want to be the best or do you not want to be the best?
You sound like Trump talking to her.
She won, didn't,
do you
didn't
want to be the best?
Didn't she win?
She won Charlie Kirk.
All right.
What a prize of a man. That was her Prince Charming.
Oh, here's a good one on Fox News. Here's one that'll get you guys fired up.
I feel like my personality on here is like anti-woman. That's not what I'm ever trying to be.
Okay, now's your chance to tell us how you... Oh, shit.
How do you support women?
Yeah. No, clear the air. Clear the air. Tell us, like, what you really feel about women. Go.
I like my wife.
Well said. Okay.
I like my wife.
Okay. SJSU, I'm guessing that's San Jose State volleyball coach, who spoke about trans athlete issue, files lawsuit for wrongful termination. Have you guys heard this one? This does not seem like it's a big story because I haven't heard it.
No.
Wrongful termination of what? They terminated her? Or is she the Terminator? Yeah, what's going on?
If she was terminated, she'll be back. Beatty Smoos.
This is stupid. I love it. She'll be back.
She'll be back.
She'll be back on the courts. They'll be volleying back and forth.
I know. Okay. Come on.
No, I've got to run with it. I don't know. I don't know what this story is. So it's a female coach. Apparently, she spoke up about the transgender.
Nailed a female
ambulance.
Or just right, straight up female?
I think I would have to ask her. she looks like a
would
female.
Would you ask her if you ran into her?
I've
Nailed female? A female or just female? That's the next question. That's the question you have to start when you're talking to a woman nowadays.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I start all my conversations. This is such an old take, but that is such a ridiculous concept for me to have to ask that before every conversation.
Man to female or just female?
Like, here's this little question here. I need to get a lot of things straight before I start talking to you.
And there's only one question.
It looks like a female, and it looks like she said some pretty bad things about trans athletes.
Oh, she said bad things?
It sounds like it, yeah.
This is fucking... I thought she was the trans athlete.
No, the coach.
Oh. All right, next one.
So oh, wait, she no, was no, terminated.
No. I was wrong. I think she was in support of a transgender athlete on their team.
And then she was terminated? Fired.
Yeah. That's an interesting one. I never heard that.
That doesn't make... There's something. Why would they allow the trans athlete on the team, but then fire the coach who's supportive of them?
You know,
they, so they parents probably got pissed that have
so the
daughters.
Coach just dogged the trans athlete like, what the fuck? You know, the school's allowing you here, but fuck you like that.
Doesn't the coach decide who's on the team? They try out. They don't. This isn't just you get on the team.
I think.
I guess you're right. Coach is deciding who's on the team.
I have a new policy for this this segment. I should probably read the article before we start talking.
No,
about
it. The whole part of it is guess that off the headline.
I guess that is true.
There's someone so mad right now that knows this story.
But the truth is, though, all we're doing is giving our live reactions to what most of the nation is probably thinking. Like, this story is so confusing. And if we're some of the dumbest people I know, we're probably some of the smartest people I know.
No, someone's reading that headline and then they're deciding if they should be mad or they should be happy that the person was let go, especially in Fox News. They're like scrolling down and they're like, wait, so who is the trans person in here? Are they getting fired?
This person deserves a raise, whoever wrote that headline then, because it really gets you confused, gets you to click.
I know. And it's also got me wanting to buy a Range Rover Sport. Dynamic by design.
Oh my
god! Clicking the link,
dude. Speaking of ads, when I was watching this Guardians game on the illegal streaming site,
was it Crack Streams?
Methstreams.ad.
Dude, that's and once you get past meth the ads,
streams.
I go into meth streams all the time. Once you get past the ads, it's smooth sailing.
There was every time I clicked play, it was 20 pop-ups I had to get through, 20 of them, and then I got it to finally play and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna cast it to my TV, and then to click the like cast button was 20 pop-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fuck it, I just mirrored my screen. So then I got to see the chat the whole time. Have you seen the chats like on
they're so racist.
They are. Oh no. Meth stream,
they're so bad.
it's so funny.
One person's screen name was just like a racial slur, and he's like, hey, add me on Xbox Live. Here's my gamer tag.
I feel like that's like the most anonymous source or like an anonymous channel where you could just say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And people just, it's a stream of consciousness.
But then
idiots.
There's just like random people that are trying to make friends.
Yeah. Or get followers. Maybe
what
we
a
should we, get
yeah,
there.
What a weird split. Well, did you post the pod in there? That's
Next
what you
time
should
I'm
do.
On...
You should just start posting the podcast, spam it.
Next time I'm on there, I will.
Yeah, I bet people. That's the type of crowd that would actually listen to it because they have nothing better going on. They're like chatting on a fucking methstreams.dad.
Yeah, you should be like, hey, man, hey, racial guy, I'll add you on Xbox.
Hey, racial guy.
One guy responded to be like, when I get home, I'll add you. So you must have been at work or school or something.
So strange. What are they at? What are they? Why do they want to play with another guy that's watching a stream? Why not just pick any random person to play
with? I imagine these are like high schoolers.
Imagine they're like 12-year-olds. Yeah.
Or college people early in college.
Do you guys remember Chat Roulette, how much fun that was?
It was fun.
One time me and Dennis were talking to a guy who played for Alabama football. He's shown us his ring and talking shit about Nick Saban. It was wild.
I was on that?
You were there. Yeah, it was in your dorm room, freshman year.
Holy shit, I do not remember that at all. That's crazy.
Like you'd have to click through 6 to 7 penises, and then every once in a while you'd get a good one.
Good penis, yeah.
yeah. 6 to 7 bad penises, and then you get like an average or a good or average one. Thick. Average in length, thick in width.
Yep. Not like a White Claw can.
All right. It's hard to find a news. Okay. Does anybody else want to try finding a news story?
Yeah. Why don't we go to Owen's been talking up Yahoo.
Yahoo. Go Let's for it.
It's on there. I'll go there. Yahoo.com. You guys remember that?
Yahoo.
All right. Jimmy Kimmel Live won't air in several states as Nextstar joins Sinclair boycott.
Boring. Next
one. You guys hear about this?
Next one. It's
not going to be on in certain states.
Yeah, I didn't know. The person that actually owns the channel is not ABC.
Yeah, so Sinclair owns it, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to. And then but there's different smaller. They're trying. Are they doing the merger? They're trying to merge. Merge lanes.
I have a more interesting story than telecommunications.
Oh, wait, no. I have a good one, too. I know Owen will like. So go ahead.
Is it about the rapture?
Yes.
Okay. Explain to me. Because why do people think that the rapture is happening?
Read the headline.
Why do people think that? Oh, I was about to read the same headline.
Okay. Yeah. Read it.
Why do people think the rapture is happening Tuesday? Here's how it started.
Today,
they thought the rapture was happening.
You didn't still
better not. The Guardians are going to make the playoffs.
Okay,
Jimmy
Kimmel's
back.
It went viral on TikTok. There was like a bunch of people talking about how the rapture was going to happen today, and like some lady sold her house because of it. These are just the headlines I read on Twitter today.
What's the reasoning?
Okay, so
she sold her house because she's got a podcast that she's trying to promote. She wanted to be in the limelight.
South African pastor claiming the rapture will happen, and he basically said that. Someone came to him and said that the rapture is going to happen on September 23rd. He said,
yeah,
the 23rd, 24th of September, 2025, I will come back to Earth. So who's going to come back to Earth?
Okay.
I don't know. Do you guys remember 2012, how exciting that was?
Yeah.
2020. Oh, it's the 24th in Africa now. So this guy was saying that it's going to happen yesterday.
You got until the end of the day.
Yeah, check what's happening. Like, check the tweets
in Africa.
It's the
24th in Africa.
Yeah, but maybe it's happening.
Did he say it's going to happen 23rd, 24th, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Double check it's not happening. Double check. Hang on. Is the rapture happening in Africa?
where is Jesus? Is Jesus come during the rapture or no?
Oh, I'm on Fox News. It's the sixth headline. Rapture is happening, but it's right above that is Charlie Kirk, transgender athletes. So it's not a huge news story that the world's ending right now. They still got to get their, still got to get their clicks.
I was nervous during 2012 because that was like a huge, the Mayan calendar.
That was a long time coming that they'd been talking about.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. And I actually heard about it years beforehand. And Kevin, I think we were at a karaoke bar in Florida when it happened.
Yeah. Fort Myers. Didn't happen that night, but Mr. B sang Les Mis and almost the opposite of the rapture.
Maybe that saved it.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
What's that? It's been a while since I've sang on this pod. What is it?
Dream of dream, the day's gone by. We don't need to. Who likes it?
That is a good. Have you seen the movie?
That sounds amazing. I just saw Les Mis last year. It was pretty good.
Yeah. No, but I remember you used to love Jean Valjean.
What have I done, sweet Jesus? What have I done? Become a thief on the night. Become a dog on the run. All right, let's get into Freak Off. I got lots to talk about. Dennis, sing it.
Freak Off.
Let's talk about Task. I'm caught up. All three episodes.
Finally. All right, give us your... What do you think? Give us a rundown so far.
The details are a little fuzzy in my head, but I'm loving it, of course. It's exactly like Mayor of Easttown. It's very True Detective, but a little bit lighter, a little goofier, but just like, it's not as intense constantly.
Do you think the guy has a Bam Margera accent?
Oh, for sure. They all are laying on the thick Philly accents. And half of them are English if you watch the after.
That is crazy. I was like, every single, all of the FBI agents other than Mark Ruffalo are English.
I can kind of tell the girl is now. The one FBI agent girl that's like.
Which one?
The young white girl. I don't know. She's like.
Yeah, her accent might be a little too heavy.
I heard her English accent, and that now I'm like, oh, she's just playing an American. Like, it kind of ruined. I probably would have had no idea unless I knew she was English.
I don't like the interactions between the male FBI agent and her. They just, it seems so forced. Or that guy is just not the right character. I don't think he's the right character.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of chemistry, but I like Krasanova. No. I like that guy. Krasanova, is that his name? Or Krasa?
Yeah, I think you got it right.
Dragon Tail. What's the movie? Or show House of Dragon.
Oh, is that what he's from?
Yeah, he's
oh shit. Yeah, he is. He's the fucking
Sir, what's his name?
Mix-a-lot. Loves big ass. Got that. yeah, he was the one that protected
Sir
the
Crescent? Or
God, you're so close, because that sounded like it.
Yeah, something like that.
I can ruin the show for you right now though.
No. Or what, maybe you don't want spoilers.
It's not a spoiler. It's not a spoiler.
No, it's going to ruin the show. I don't want to hear it.
It's not a spoiler. Okay, so you know the main guy.
Ruin
with
it
long,
for Dennis. I'm not listening.
The main guy with a long beard. Dennis?
Yeah. Yeah, the younger guy. The Bam Margera guy?
Yeah, yeah, the Bam Margera guy. Have you seen him without the beard?
No.
He looks like Tom Sandoval, like from Vanderpump Rules. He's just like a pretty boy actor. I'm trying to find the exact picture that Megan sent me, but let me pull it up.
You say he looks like Sandoval?
Yeah.
No, didn't ruin the show, because I don't think they look alike.
No. Have you seen him without the beard, Owen?
Does he have a beard in the show?
The guy with the super long beard. It's like his defining characteristic.
Oh, the main character.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The main bad guy.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm trying to find.
Would you say he's bad?
Yeah, he's the main criminal.
He's a criminal. Yeah, I guess you're right. Is he bad or is he not bad?
He's not like the worst guy in the show. He's not a biker gang guy.
He did steal a kid, though. That's kind of bad. Kill the guy and steal a kid.
Oh, that's what he looks like.
That's him as a.
That's like 20 years ago. Yeah.
But still, though, like it's not that much better if you actually look at. Like, he's just so different looking without his beard. But I will give him this. He actually is from Philly, so he's not faking it.
Oh, he's not.
He seems like he's from.
He's just like without the beard, he loses a lot of the edge.
Looks like Desmond from Lost.
Yeah, he doesn't look like Sandoval at all, in my opinion.
There he does.
It's a stretch.
How much do you think that guy weighs?
Oh, come on. That's not a stretch.
That's a stretch. I don't think they look the same.
How much does he weigh? I would guess any actor's probably caps at 130. They're probably all 5'7", 130.
No, 130 is so small.
That guy's probably 145 is my guess.
No, he's 160.
Even that's really thin. All right, let's look it up.
I was going to say, look it up.
He has some muscle, so he might weigh
165, 150 at the very least. 130 is extremely small.
145, I said.
That's extremely small.
It depends on how tall he is, too.
Okay, so the actor from Task.
He's probably 175, my guess.
He's 6'2", 175 is my guess. He's 6'2", but they don't say his weight.
He's 6'2". He's definitely up over.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know he was that. I was picturing he was 5'6".
Have you guys ever gone to celebritybirthdays.com? That's like my favorite website.
No.
It's your favorite website. What's on there?
Is that his birthday's today. His birthday's today.
It started off as like was just like a website that just posted like social influencers' birthdays. And now
that's
it's
like
turned
a 2002
into like a
website, I feel like.
It was. And now it's kind of turned into just like this really trashy Wikipedia. Birthdays today are
only some A-listers. B-listers at the most.
Okay, here's the birthdays. Kalani Hilliker, YouTube star, turns 25 today. Chloe Parker, TikTok star, turns 19 today. Riley Passfield, 30.
A-listers and B-listers.
Okay, the only A-lister is Anthony Mackie, and I don't know if he's A-list.
Happy birthday.
Oh, and Pink. It's Pink's birthday today. Happy birthday, Pink. Yeah. Okay, let's get on. Anyways, I like Task. It's good. Okay. You guys kind of ruined a little bit of it with the drinking glass thing, because that is really a large part of the show.
Yeah.
It's Billy's cup.
But well, I didn't know how big it was going to be because the first episodes they just kind of show it, but then they actually call it out, so it makes it a,
you know what, I don't
much
think
bigger
I
thing.
I think I fell asleep during the third episode. I don't remember seeing the end.
I'm kind of forgetting it too.
Yeah,
it was a lot about the adopted kids, and it's losing that's a little bit of steam with me with that storyline.
There's no big mystery, which I don't like. That's the part that I don't like about the show.
Not yet. You're starting to get a little bit more of what's going on with behind it. I was shocked that the informant, who that was, that it was the leader. Well, not the leader. It seemed like second in command of the biker gang's wife was giving intel to the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I guess finding out that the brother was killed by the guy, and that's why he was robbing the houses.
I'd be like, I know who's fucking robbing us. It's like, yeah, this guy's brother that we killed.
Speaking of brothers, I just realized we're giving a lot of spoilers. So, Ryan, if you're still listening, those are all spoilers.
Rewind now and forget those.
Yeah, rewind, forget, and skip, and then start now. Okay,
that's but we pass. Need a like a 5-star review would be nice.
Oh, yeah, I imagine Ryan listening to every episode and somehow getting mad at something we're doing. Like, he hasn't listened to 100 episodes. What does he expect?
Okay, so Ryan, we just spoiled a lot for you. Now that you've heard that, forget it. Rewind. Leave us a 5-star review and comment. Venmo. That is $25. There's something else I need them to do.
I'll take. Can I? Dennis just sent me some of that. All right, that's fine.
I'll send Owen. Send Owen. Ryan, send me 10 more.
And then Ryan, send. Nice. And then and then start back at this point. Oh shit! And then everybody dies in task. Oh no!
I forgot about that part.
Now I know everyone doesn't die.
I saw two movies over the weekend. Both surprisingly biblical. The one was, have you guys heard of Eden?
The rapture is definitely fucking happening. That this is too much.
Have you guys heard of Eden?
No,
Jude
I haven't.
Law, Sydney Sweeney. You know Sydney Sweeney, right? Actress.
That dog.
Yeah. Owen's calling her a dog because she's ugly and she's acting like a dog because she's hot. Couple dogs. It was pretty good. And then it also had Ana de Armas and then the guy from Inglourious Basterds who played the bad German guy.
Christoph Waltz?
No, the other one, the sniper.
Oh,
okay.
But it was all just a bit. It was very much about the story of Eden, like a guy living on an island trying to restart civilization after World War One. Owen, a movie you will love, I think.
I was gonna say, I think I saw a preview and was interested.
I did not think I would like it, but just knowing, having a little bit of background in religion and just kind of watching like this story unfold was very fascinating. And then it turns out it's a true story. Everybody lived this.
Why would you get, that's a spoiler. I don't like that.
No, they tell you that up front. Like,
oh, it's very not a beginning.
Yeah. Or like, you're supposed to know it's a true story.
They
like,
say at the front, it turns out they give the whole movie and then
it's
they
not
get
a,
the turn.
It's not a twist. And they go, by the way, this is all true. No, it's good. But the second movie I think is more interesting to you guys is I saw Him, that new Jordan Peele adjacent movie.
Bad reviews, didn't it?
It got,
that looks good.
And no, and I'll tell you, it only got terrible reviews. It's because it's a horrible reflection of entertainment industry. It's basically, they're just saying that, you know, these people who are want to be the GOAT, quote unquote, have to sell their soul to the devil. And whether you want to be the GOAT in football or you want to be the best actor, you essentially have to do a lot of bad things and be a pretty bad person in order to get there. And the movie was awesome.
Cat Williams loves this movie.
Yes, it's exactly what it's about. Like, in order to get to the top, you got to hurt and do a lot of bad things along
the
way.
For some reason, I imagine the movie that we just watched with Malkovich as the bad guy.
I know what's that movie called? Opus.
For some reason, this movie and Opus are like the same type of movie to me. I don't know why.
No, I was going to say, I feel like Eden would be more similar to that from my basic understanding of it, but I redact.
But isn't there like some godly figure that's training him or something like
that? Yes, yeah. Marlon Wayans, who is incredible in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, but it's actually closer to like Sinners, more of like a statement on entertainment industry, but with the stylistically, it's very similar to Opus. Really good music, really good cinematography, really good visuals. Okay. I'm
interested now.
It's getting trashed, but do not listen to the reviews. Those are people just trying to keep their job. and stay relevant in Hollywood. But this movie fucking rocks. Highly recommend it.
Well, speaking of that movie, Jordan Peele wanted to buy this other movie and got him instead, which was Weapons, which I watched.
Oh, did you watch it? I didn't know that.
No, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, he got really pissed because he read the script to him and like bid a shit ton of money and lost it.
Or not just for Weapons.
Weapons, Weapons.
He wrote the script to Hims.
Hims.com.
It's like, man, I need those pills. I need the pharmaceuticals.
He wrote the JavaScript.
No, the prescription is what I think the joke you're looking for there was.
Okay.
No, but no, explain your JavaScript one.
Like, he wrote the JavaScript, which is like code
the
for
front end coding for
fuck.
All the animations on the website.
So yeah. Funny.
That one's for Ryan too, right there. So Weapons.
You can't spoil Weapons for Owen, but
no.
Give me your just overall what you think.
I loved it. 9.5 out of 10. Maybe eventually 10 out of 10.
That's insane. It's a scary movie, right?
Yeah.
Both of these. Sarah's going to be out of town in October, so I'll be able to watch it then. She doesn't like scary movies, and I'll find myself finding a time to watch a scary movie alone.
But Dennis, my question for you, though, is my one complaint about that movie is it's followed a very similar formula to Barbarian.
Ooh.
Like, I was thinking more like Pulp Fiction.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Kind of interweaving things at different times.
I don't want to spoil it for Owen, but it went off the rails, very similar to how like the third act is completely off the rails. And that's exactly how
it was. It's kind of like how horror is now, where there's like it's almost like a dark comedy at the end.
Yeah, no, I feel like no horror movies are just truly horror through the whole movie.
Yeah, once you kind of see like who the person is doing it, and like once you actually see the monster and stuff, then I feel like you got to shift because the scary part's over.
Yeah.
Like, it's gone.
I don't know. Like Nosferatu.
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Oh, good question. God. I think it's the original Paranormal Activity for me.
Yeah, that shit. The Conjuring. That was genuinely scary.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What was the movie where the people would getting sucked into another dimension with demons? Like they would play, it was a bunch of like high schoolers and they would play a game where they would like put their hand
Jumanji, dude. Yeah, Jumanji was really scary. I fucking with the monkeys come in.
That movie rocks.
And the guy rhino turns into a monkey.
Actually, I saw a Reddit thread today where somebody was, I don't know why I get this Reddit thread. It's something like Okay Buddy Cinephile, where they make fun of movies, and it's somebody posted the picture of Robin Williams after he's been in the jungle for whatever, and then he returns back to reality and he finally shaves his beard, and you cut to him and he has the toilet paper tissues over where he accidentally cut himself while shaving. And somebody on Reddit said, nobody's ever actually done this in real life. And I'm like, I've done that 1,000 times in real life.
I don't think I have.
I have, but I don't clean shave anymore. That was like it wouldn't be 10 to 20. It'd be like one, maybe two.
Well, if you've
two.
Never, he's never shaved before in his life.
That's true. And he was shaving just a lot of thick hair. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like he used a buzzer.
He probably didn't buzz it down first.
Right.
Is that even possible?
Yeah. It would just be really hard.
He did it in the movie.
They should have shown that whole scene. Then I would be
What's your guys' favorite Jumanji scene? That movie rocks.
I like the beginning when the guy came up with the Air Jordans.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? These already exist. That's what I thought when I was a kid, because I didn't realize they were like back in time. And then they accidentally go through the machine and get like cut up.
Yeah. I don't think it was right for him to get fired for that in hindsight.
No.
Oh, and favorite Jumanji scene.
I don't. I can't. When the guy, I like the safari hunting guy.
Oh, shit. Who was played by the dad, right?
Yeah. I was about to say that.
That took me a long time to realize that.
I know. I didn't realize it until last time I watched it.
I'm realizing that right now.
Yeah.
I just remember a scene where Carl's shooting a bunch of monkeys, and that was a good scene.
You know what's a good movie? Zathura. I've seen it like 3 times in the past year. It's the Jumanji like sequel.
Dax Shepard,
Kristen Stewart. Who's the guy that played not Spider-Man? He's another, like, he was a kid in it, though. You would know who he is. But it's a pretty good movie.
Okay. Is it a movie I should wait till I have a kid to watch with?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll watch you in the next 5 minutes.
You don't need your
kid. But I did watch
kid.
The last thing I watched. I watched Superman.
Oh, was that good? I want to watch it.
I actually enjoyed it just because I didn't have to watch any other fucking movies to watch it. And you could just, you didn't have to know about Marvel or anything.
It explains
like that.
Superman from scratch. Superman.
No, it jumps right. Everyone knows the story of Superman. So it
I
just jumps.
I don't really know the story of Superman.
He's from Kryptonite. Krypton.
Yeah.
He's a he's a cryptocurrency, bro.
And why does he come to Earth?
His parents sent him here because their planet's being destroyed. They do explain that in the beginning too, if you didn't know that. But you know that he's like, you don't have to know about all his powers and stuff, and like him learning about them. Like you already know all his powers,
dude. I think that you do. I think me and Kevin genuinely.
Okay,
do.
You don't know any know Superman's power.
He could fly and use the lasers with his eyes, right?
And what else?
He's pretty strong.
Is he indestructible though? Like, can nobody beat him?
Oh, yeah. But I do know his kryptonite.
His kryptonite.
His kryptonite.
All right, I want to take a break. That's actually
talking about Superman and how they show it was filmed in Cleveland, and it's weird because you'll see like Cleveland buildings down there.
And it was filmed in Cincinnati too. And Superman was born in Cleveland.
Yeah,
he was created there. My break thing was actually more of a joke because I wanted to tell you guys about a new advancement in nicotine technology. Are you excited?
But shouldn't we put in a commercial?
I guess this could be a commercial. No, yeah, Dennis, did you have anything else to say about Superman?
No, it's pretty good. I give it a 6.5 out of 10.
Oh, pretty good. 6.5. Jesus.
Yeah, I got good reviews. I think I would like it.
Yeah, the main guy he's a good actor, I think.
How was Beck Bennett in it?
He's barely in it. Actually, the one guy from Righteous Gemstones is pretty good in it. The son.
The kid?
Yeah. What's it?
Gideon?
Yes.
Wait, before What's I... So funny? No,
the
no,
review
no.
is just Dennis not knowing something and Kevin guessing.
And then I'm still not sure if his name is Gideon. I just go yes because I don't want to talk about it anymore.
And it's funny because this is the same review that Dennis fought to get back going. He's like,
and he got 6.5 out of 10.
He goes, really good, 6.5 out of 10. Okay. But speaking of Superman, I tuned into the Dodgers game over the weekend because I bet on an Ohtani home run. How familiar are you with Ohtani? Just that he's like potentially the greatest baseball player of all time.
All time,
that's what I
potentially, yeah,
because he could pitch and hit.
Yeah, he's hitting
he
like
pitches. I didn't even know
he's hitting 50 home runs, stealing a ton of bases, and then also pitching now. He's like, wow,
pitching now. He was a pitcher first, I believe.
Oh, what I mean is, I don't think he pitched his first couple of years in the league.
I think they don't have him pitching that much because he's more valuable and batting.
But anyway, so I tuned into that game just to see if Ohtani would hit a home run. And it turns out I actually tuned into what was Clayton Kershaw's last game as a last regular season game at Dodger Stadium. I had not realized the impact that guy had. He's potentially the greatest pitcher of all time.
What are you talking
about? He's been in there since 2008 as a Dodger, which is crazy. He's been there forever.
Like, you guys know who this guy is?
You don't know who Clayton Kershaw is?
You guys are fucking with me.
No, he's a household name.
He's literally the best. Yes.
We are not fucking
with him. What was it like? Blonde?
He has like blonde long hair. It's like the most iconic.
He's the best pitch.
He doesn't wear glasses.
No glasses.
All right,
he's the best.
Dennis, we're not fucking with you. He was insane
back in like in the early 2000s, probably like 08 or somewhere around there, maybe 2013 or 14, where he was like, it was insane. You couldn't hit off of him.
But Dennis, we're not doing a bit. Like, he is legitimately one of the greatest baseball pitchers of all time.
I don't believe
top
you guys,
three.
But go
Look
ahead.
Look him up, Dennis. Just do a quick Google.
No, it's going to be a funny pitcher. Like, you got fooled.
It's so funny to me. It really isn't a bit. I think everyone else listening to this
it's gonna
like,
go to Rickroll YouTube. I know. If I type in Clayton Clinton, what's his name? Clayton Krypton? Come
Clayton
on.
Clayton Krypton, yeah. Anyway, so I witnessed that and I was confused why they were cheering so much, but then I realized that in LA, a lot of these fans that are watching this game are not going to be able to afford playoff tickets in LA. So that's why they're making such a big deal about it.
Yeah. His last strike was a ball. I watched that. I was like, that was way
you watched
low.
But after
I saw the clip.
Well, I was pissed though, because after the last pitch, they like did this huge ovation. And I'm like, oh God, Ohtani's thunder's completely stolen. Like, this guy's not hitting a home run for me. As he should, because he's my slave. So Mookie Betts is up next. He hits a home run.
That's a real person too, Dennis.
I've heard of him. I've heard of that.
You've heard of
that's
him.
That's a real name.
Yeah, Mookie. that's a
that
name
doesn't
I
sound like
in.
You can't just make a name up like that.
Man, we are a baseball podcast. Okay, Mookie Betts hits a home run. It's really exciting. And then Ohtani's up, and I'm watching this guy. He's got two strikes, and he hits a foul ball. Like, he hits a foul ball on the left side of the field, and I'm like, fuck, this guy's done. And then all of a sudden, the announcers are like, and it keeps going, it's gone. And I'm like, what? Like, what? I thought for sure it was a foul ball because he took like a half swing. It barely made contact, and he ended up hitting it like 450 yards into left. It was insane. Like,
you were listening to this?
No, I was watching it.
Oh,
and okay. It just looked like a fly ball to like the middle of, or to like, you know,
yeah,
third base. Because
the camera yeah, got panned.
It didn't.
It just
pan.
Kept there like a foul ball.
And yeah. Once I heard the announcers screaming, I'm like, this guy is superhuman. Like, he hit, like, barely made contact with this thing, and he crushed it. It blew my mind.
That big of a guy either.
Oh, he's big. He's like, right. he's like
pretty tall,
and he's like LeBron stature.
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
Yeah, you must be thinking of the wrong guy. He's like a monster. He's in that New Balance commercial. And also, oh, and I think you would appreciate just how regimented he is. Like, when he's at the plate, he doesn't do any jerks or anything like this. He's just like,
he's not jerking.
Yeah, he's Japanese, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay, can we get to
They're
that
pretty
break?
Strict. Yeah.
The commercial break? Okay.
10 minutes left of the pod, yeah.
No, that's perfect. So I found a new product today to replace my Zins, and it's called Lucy Breakers.
I know.
Have you heard of these?
They actually sponsor a lot of podcasts.
Oh,
so yes, I have heard of it.
Dennis, you've heard of them?
Just on podcasts, yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard of these.
You could break it to get flavor.
Yeah, it's just a new Camel Crush, and I did one earlier today for the first time, and it was like the first time I threw chewing tobacco in at 21 years old. Like, it was like a head rush that I haven't felt.
Think how much stronger that's got to be.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think it was more just like how fastly it's distributed, not so much the overall. It's just like, I'm going
to
do one right
They're
now.
Literally in the lab trying to figure out, you'd be like, they're like, how do we get this to hit people 10 times harder?
Pretty soon they're going
to
be like,
rush to their head.
You put it in a pipe and you light it.
Yeah, or it's just, it comes with a syringe. Yeah.
And it's crack, but
yeah.
Cut back then. I've been doing those caffeine pouches, but I just wanted to share that with you guys.
You cut back and then you ended up with something stronger.
I don't think it's stronger.
Where is tobacco going? It's kind of interesting from the chewing tobacco life cycle that's been in our life.
It's toast after. So it's going to end up being, once the boomers die, like actual cigarettes and chewing is going to stick around for a very select few. And then it's going to be equivalent to like hipsters that are smoking a pipe.
Right.
I don't know, but vaping and Zins are huge. I feel like.
That's what I'm saying. Actual tobacco, I'm saying.
Oh, actual.
That's not tobacco. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Real cigarettes and dip.
Yeah. Cigars, for sure.
I
can't vape a cigar.
The last cigar I had was really good, and it kind of sold me on cigars again.
That's crazy. The last two cigars I've had, I've gotten like a chest thing and then had a fever. So I'm not into cigars anymore.
Dennis, you kind of always have a little bit of something going on, don't you?
I know, he does.
Sound like my wife.
And you always try to find the source. You can't just
not like an unhealthy body. It's like, what external source?
It's one, yeah, like bad thing that hurt you. It's never just like,
you're not. I think everyone does that. Everyone tries to pinpoint why they feel like shit or what's going on.
I was struggling. I was almost sending the text that I had to go grocery shopping, couldn't make it. Tonight.
Let's air that out on pod really quick. Was that last week? We never talked about it, did we?
No.
Yeah, we recorded and we got the podcast out. So what is the big deal?
Owen texted us like he was in an emergency at 6 o'clock at night, our time, or like 7 o'clock at night, our time. We usually record at 9 EST. And Owen texted us.
It was after I put my kids to bed. So it was 8 something.
And here's
why. Or before.
Oh, and I'm about to plead our case to you because I don't think you know this side of the story. The way you framed it made it seem like you had just gotten a car accident. You were like, guys, I cannot pod tonight. We're like, oh, okay, what's wrong? Everything okay? You didn't respond for like 2 hours. And so we're just kind of sitting there stewing, like, what's wrong with Owen? Why can't he pod tonight?
I'm like, one of his kids is really sick. Someone got hurt. He lost his job. Something like that.
Oh, go ahead and read the timestamps.
I'm trying to find it.
Because it was like, I was genuinely concerned. I told Megan, I'm like, oh, Owen can't pod tonight. There's something weird going on. It is.
in his house. Life.
Okay, now I understand your guys' reaction. Because I was like, what the fuck is the big deal? Like, I couldn't... You guys want to record that late? That's what I... That was going through my head. And that's when I got defensive. And I was like, Dennis just straight up says, sorry, just can't. when he doesn't have to
the
pod.
The mental energy sometimes for me to pod, and I came downstairs, started pouring a drink.
Oh,
and okay. I read that text, and I'm like, oh man, I got to do this again tomorrow.
Yeah, did you find it next? Anyways, so yeah, then I think it was at the next morning or later that night that we're like, oh, and what's up? He's like, oh, sorry, I had to go grocery shopping and make dinner.
You couldn't think of a worse excuse. The thing everyone has to do almost every day.
We got what the pod shot. Done, and it was a great one, and it's a record breaker.
Did so that we sneak did up on you? That grocery? Do you normally?
Yes, it snuck up on me. I forgot.
Oh, didn't you just picked up Burger King or something?
No,
that sounds like your kids would have loved that. If you
was
just
there pressure
at
a grocery
King.
Shop from an outside source?
No, I don't want to talk about this on pod.
I'm going on a road trip to Chicago tomorrow, and I'm getting Arby's, and I couldn't be any more fucking excited.
Why Arby's do you have to go on a road trip to get Arby's? You don't get it? Or is there none near
it's,
you?
It's not that I don't eat like super healthy or anything. I indulge quite a bit. But like fast food is just one thing I don't do. Like I don't get Arby's or McDonald's or Burger King or something very often. Pizza is different. But like I just don't get like those like, you know, Wendy's or it's that's a big indulgence. For
sure.
Me. Mm-hmm. And so because I'm going on a road trip, we've already planned on stopping at Arby's and I'm fucking pumped.
So what are you getting at Arby's?
Just a big plain roast beef sandwich. Ooh, I will get mott sticks, Dennis. Ooh, and then fries and a large diet Dr. Pepper.
The mott sticks that whenever I go there.
Like, I never regret the mott sticks.
It's always when I leave Cincinnati too, for whatever reason. And you see the mott, you're like, oh, I could go for some mozzarella sticks, for sure.
Well, what's funny about Cincinnati, and sorry, I'm cutting into Freak of the Week and we're running out of time, but Cincinnati, because it's such a skyline, stupid fucking chili town, sorry, I'm swearing now, I'm getting worked up. they don't have a ton of Arby's and like other alternative. All the fast food is replaced by Skyline. Like anywhere there would be an Arby's in Cleveland, there's a Skyline instead.
Your options are McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Skyline.
Exactly. You know,
where everywhere else, that fourth option typically would be Arby's or something.
Exactly. Skyline, you get it.
And Skyline, you can't grab that. You can't eat that in the car.
No, a couple of Coney dogs or
I mean, as much as I do love Coney's.
I do
not,
too.
Not specifically from there. They're good there too, but I don't know. I made chili this week and I was debating on making a chili cheese dog.
Ooh, do you put onion and mustard on your Coney's?
I can, yeah. I don't know if I put onion is normally, yes, mustard.
Mustard seems like it'd be a little bit overkill. Like, why add an extra liquid to something that's already sloppy, you know?
Right.
Okay, Dennis, you have something really groundbreaking to say about that, or should I get into Freak of the Week?
No.
Looked like you had something good to say.
No, I was just listening, but I agree, mustard.
Why? That's
too
overkill.
Much liquid.
Too much liquid on top of something that's already sloppy.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A great quote.
It is. Why not just put the mustard directly into the fucking sauce or the chili? All right, Freak of the Week. Can I start? Oh, Freak of the Week. Play the song. Oh, that hit.
That was good. It sounds so really much better hit. Here.
Yeah, I wish the listeners.
We do need to make some clips that have our actual segments. Like, put it on there, a little like, I don't know, like a receding headline thing, and then show our receding headline and our take on it. Because I think that people would actually enjoy segments.
Easy.
Got it?
Kev, got it?
Yeah, done.
I don't see you take any notes.
Yeah. He looked at it. He's like, you know what? I make the clips. I'm going to decide what we're
going to
do.
I'll listen to it when I hear it back, I'll actually listen to it. But, oh, and I think you might appreciate my Freak of the Week. I hope you know who I'm talking about.
You took mine. I'm going to be mad. But
no, no chance. So my nephews, they're freaks.
Would have one about your nephew.
My nephews are like 5 and 8 or like 6 and 8. I should know, but I don't. And I keep getting text messages to my family group chat. Like, it'll be like, oh, Jackson just got a haircut. DJ just got a haircut. They're trying to look like Cristiano Ronaldo. And that's happened like 3 times now. And I finally broke down today. And I was like, why are these kids talking about Cristiano Ronaldo? That guy hasn't been relevant in 10 years.
That is true. Yeah.
And this is the third time it's happened. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, Cristiano Ronaldo is not a name to a 7-year-old. And Ryan explained it to me. Ryan, you're getting a lot of shout outs. I guess there's this YouTuber named Speed.
Oh yeah.
He's obsessed. Speed or iShowSpeed?
iShowSpeed.
Yeah, iShowSpeed. And he's obsessed with Cristiano Ronaldo. So he's got like, there's a layered thing to it that they all know Ronaldo because they know Speed.
Wow.
Yeah.
iShowSpeed.
iShowSpeed. His name is Speed and his show is iShowSpeed.
iShowSpeed. That's how
I think his name is Speed.
No, well, anyways, he's my freak of the week because it turns out that he's actually from Cincinnati and went to high school down the street from me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's gotten kids under Cristiano Ronaldo, which is blowing my mind.
Like, you're probably a weirdo. 13 yeah. years older than him.
Yeah. What's the appeal of him, really quick? Is he just funny or something?
He's a gamer, yeah. I think, and the YouTuber streamer. For kids, yeah.
Okay, oh, you were excited. Watch that.
I thought he was older, crowd.
Owen was excited for his freak of the week.
My freak of the week is Simon Cowell.
You
seen this?
No, what
thank you. Okay, yes.
So
this is amazing.
There is.
Is this something I should pull up?
Yeah,
he was on the show, Jennifer Hudson's talk show, and before the show, they let their guests through the clap tunnel. Like
that's the only thing I've ever seen about this show.
Me too. Never seen it.
I saw Drew this week.
Yeah, I saw Drewski had the best entrance, and I didn't know that was part of that. But
my favorite was Pam Badgley from You did a really good one.
It's like people you guys like.
That's true.
Anyways, Simon Cowell is going down the walk tunnel, and all he's doing is clapping. But it looks like he's never clapped in his fucking life before. Walking so weird too. It's like this guy's never walked.
Could you imagine showing up there and you're like, you don't know what to do?
What he pulls out though.
Can I pull it up?
Yeah, we need to see it.
Oh man, he's got some work done too. He's looking weird.
He's so weird looking. I don't know what's up with him.
I love that.
He's got to be like the gayest looking straight man I think on planet Earth.
Before I play it with sound, can you guys guess what the chant is going to be? Because it's always like, Simon Cowell.
They're just singing. They're Simon singing Cowell. A song.
Okay, I'm going to watch it.
Look how he walks, too. Look at that walk.
Oh, God. He is so uncomfortable in his own body.
It is AGT.
In his defense, I'd be like, I gotta walk down this tunnel and do what? Like, I don't want to do anything.
That's against his brand.
And if you've seen all these other people dancing, it's like I have nothing for anybody, but I have a hell of a lot better than that clap.
What would you guys? I think I would walk down and shake people's hands because I think dancing would just not. It depends on the mood I'm in, I guess.
Maybe just like somersaults. Over and over. I stand up and my head's all face is all really red. What's going
Owen Fogarty.
And you think you're in a straight line, but you're actually like left in this one.
You're like,
yeah, I accidentally like my head ends up underneath some girl's skirt or something, and I'm like, oh crap.
That would be funny. That would have been like a funny 30 Rock bit that like happened like like Tracy Morgan on the Jennifer Hudson show.
How would you enter, Kevin?
I would dance like an asshole, thinking I'm fucking sick and it would look terrible.
At least you understand.
Yeah. I would think
try to think something so different.
Oh yeah, that's I can see that as
I might do the Simon. Simon Cowell did that, I would do the Simon Cowell.
Yeah, you got to have your wrists like in.
Oh, great freak of the week. 10 out of 10 freak. Good job. Dennis, who is your freak of the week?
I don't have one, but I actually did have one, but it was me again, and I didn't want to say it.
Just say it.
So I went to a networking event. And
I like that your freak of the week is always something you did.
And I walk in and they hand you the name tag. That has your name on it, and I put it on, and the lady handed it to me started giving me a handshake, and I shook her hand, and then I was with Lisa actually because it was like a couples thing, and Lisa's like, she wants the trash not to shake your hand. I shook this, so she handed out her hand like this, and I thought she was going in for the handshake. It was the first interaction I had at a networking event.
Bonjour. Je suis le grand musée.
Je suis la jeune fille.
Yes, what is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there, like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
Kevin, any, go.
Yeah, if you're you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.